What else can I do? There's a good question to ask yourself. Our friend Tim Peering, when we were interviewing him, said, what else can you do before the day is out that would forward your progress towards the goal? Anytime you are directionally moving toward a goal, you are directionally moving towards it. It had to do with action. Like, what kind of physical thing could you do to move yourself toward the goal? He said, I do a little set of rituals in the morning. When I get up, there's a set of things that I ask myself. The first one has a heart, and I ask, does this path have heart? Is what I'm doing today have heart? The second question is, am I following my higher calling? Am I really showing up? Then I ask myself, what is my level of participation? Is my life balanced? Am I diving deep enough, or am I just staying on the surface? When you ask those kind of questions over and over, you start to get answers that take you into a deeper place within your life, that access your unconscious, that allow you to dig really deep and let the mythical answers come up instead of just the superficial level that most of us live our life on.
Our colleague Jim Cathcart from La Jolla, California asks, the question, how would the person I'd like to be do the things I'm about to do? Has got to be one of the most stimulating questions I've ever heard. It forces you to focus on the nobler side of yourself. Focus on that part that you really admire and would like to see living more fully in you. Start asking yourself, how would that good part of me, how would that talented part of me, that intelligent part of me, the giving part of me, do the things I'm about to do? This will shift your perspective. But that shift will accomplish everything because you will start to be a little bit more considerate, a little more thorough, and a little bit more thoughtful before doing something. A guy named Tim Stewart came up to me after a speech and asked me for some input. He was working on a company called Tidy Car, an auto detailing company. I told him about that question, and he went home and applied that thinking and did very well in his business. When it came time for their international sales convention, I was the MC that evening at their banquet. Dennis Waitley had given a speech, and I turned the microphone over to the president, and he said, ladies and gentlemen, in a few minutes, I'm going to give away that white Corvette in the corner. That Corvette is going to go to the person who won our international sales contest. This year, the contest was very tight, all the way up to position number two, but number one led the contest with 300 more points than number two. Number two led number three by 1 point, and three led four by 2 points, so that gives you some idea of the spread. This year, the winner of that white Corvette, the international sales leader from Bay City, Michigan, is Tim Seward. The place went nuts. Tim was lifted onto their shoulders, and they brought him to the front of the room and sat him down by the Corvette. After the hubbub died down a bit, I got through the crowd and gave him a big hug and asked, how'd you do it? He said, you know, I was just 19 years old when I started this thing. I didn't have any business experience, so I went home and I asked myself, how would the international figure, the person I'd like to be, do the things I'm going to do? He continued, I straightened up my uniform. I got my files better organized. I followed through better with each client. I did a better job on each car. I planned my days a little bit more thoroughly. Just using that daily question, it caused me to upgrade everything. The upgrade compounded day after day throughout the year, and now I'm international sales leader. I said, that's phenomenal. He said, it gets better. I was sitting at home thinking, how would the international sales leader go to the international convention in New Orleans? I figured he'd go first class one way. I said, wait a minute. You didn't know you'd won, and you bought a first class one-way ticket to New Orleans? He said, do I need a ride home? I said, no, you certainly don't. You won the Corvette.
Many have seen the letters WWJD on notebooks, on bracelets, on post-its, on computer screens. WWJD, what would Jesus do? It's an example of the same kind of thing Mark was just talking about. Asking ourselves the question, how would this person that exemplifies all these wonderful qualities, how would they handle it? Would Jesus cheat on a test? Would Jesus cheat on his income taxes? When Jesus was faced with this kind of a problem, how would he deal with it? What would he say? Just asking yourself that question takes you back to a higher place within yourself that actually knows the answer. But it's the question that allows us to access the answer.